Simon Reish Nun Beis, the second half of Sif Aleph. The Ramah, the Mechaber says, Mutter Lifres Metzudas Chayev Oifis V'dogim Ein Yitzeidu M'Shabbos. Despite the fact that if you put out, like we saw at the end of winter's winter's month, in Tzedo. We saw in the middle of winter's man, Tzedo, that if you put out, like Tzedo says, if you put out a net on Shabbos and it catches an animal, if at the time that you're spreading out the net, it catches an animal. However, if you do it before Shabbos, you spread out the net before Shabbos and it catches on Shabbos, then it's not a problem at all. From here, the Poskim want to tell that somebody that owns vending machines and he leaves his vending machines on before Shabbos, then there's no problem to allow them. He does not have to close them. He does not have to turn them off on Shabbos, and he can leave them on Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos Chassa says that if it's in a frum or Jewish area, then lechatchila nochoin hadavar, he says that you should close them, or you should write on it a petek or something that it's closed for Shabbos. On the bottom, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman, it seems to say straight up that it's mutter. Maker then it seems mutter that it's. There's a bunch of different nekudas to handle. Lefneiver is the mishul. Can't say it's not lefneiver. It's schar Shabbos. The pashas is not schar Shabbos. Therefore, schar Shabbos pashas is only with regard to schiris and things like that. If they're buying something, that's not considered schar Shabbos because they're not paying for the schar of Shabbos. They're paying for the item that they're buying. And therefore, it's not a problem. Therefore, for the most part, certainly, if it's in a Gaisha area, it's in the airport, you're in the business district, wherever it is, you have your vending machines, then it's not a problem. That's like Prisas, Mesudas from before Shabbos. You're not doing anything on Shabbos Bechlal. And therefore, it's not a problem if you leave them on. It's not Tzchar Shabbos, it's not anything, and there's no problem. If it's a lot of Yidden there, then Nochrein Hadavar, says the Shmir Shabbos Kechasa, not to do it. However, Mikar Din Sakamutter. Now, this also applies to other things, such as websites that sell things. For people able to go, can you leave your website open on Shabbos? And people will come inside, and they'll go into their website, and they'll order things, they'll buy things, So there, the machalik, the person want to be machalik between exactly how it works. If they could just order things online, so then be'etzim it's the same thing, it's not a problem, you're not doing anything, you have no chelek whatsoever in the kinyan. The fact that the guy is making a kinyan on Shabbos, that's not a problem, you have no chelek in the kinyan, you're not doing anything be'etzim. However, in a case where, let's say your website offers information, and you're not buying a specific item, rather you're getting information, but to get into the website, you have to pay a fee, then the person clear, maybe that's a problem of Schar Shabbos. Piskei Teshuvos is more native that it is a problem of Schar Shabbos. Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kivis Halachis, I saw he discusses this. He's not Machria. He says, L'chur should be mutter, Tzorach Leis Yashar Badover. He says, whether or not this is considered Schar Shabbos. Because there, you're paying for something, an activity that you're doing on Shabbos. It's not more for an item. Maybe, even though L'chur Shmuel Tani, that's also considered an item. The information is the item, and that's what you're paying for, and therefore it should be mutter. That is not as pashut, but L'chur to leave it open on Shabbos. However, certainly, there is an Indian. Whether Mi'ikar Adin or not Mi'ikar Adin, there is an Indian, as Kiddush Hashem, to show people that your site is closed on Shabbos because the Shabbos Kiddush is closed. But the pashtus is, certainly if they have no idea that it's a Yid at all, then L'chur, or if you have a chelek, your business partner with a guy, then these things, it seems that they let them go without a problem at all, not to be machmer. The second halacha over here is with regard to if you sold something to a guy before Shabbos and he wants to take it out on Shabbos, then what seems to come out from the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha is, depending on whether or not he made a kinyan before Shabbos, if he already made a kinyan before Shabbos and he's just leaving it in your house, then you're not mamash doing any type of transaction on Shabbos. He's just leaving it in your house and he's going to pick it up on Shabbos, then it's not a problem. You can take it out. That's what the Bir Halacha says. However, if he didn't yet make a kinyan, the real kinyan of a guy is after when he makes the mashicha. Therefore, even if you're going to rent him a spot in your house, Nevertheless, lechatchila, says the Ramah, you should be machmer, you should take it out before Shabbos. Unless you already made the kinyan before Shabbos, then everything is just as if he has a bikkurin in your house. He's not doing anything. You're not selling it. There's no transaction whatsoever. He asked you. He's leaving. He's going on a business trip. He wants to know if you leave something in your house. Then he comes back, wants to pick it up on Friday night. Not a problem. There's no transaction going on, bechlal, and therefore, that's not a problem.